Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at this article called The Tractor Pull.
Oh yeah, this is a good one.
It's about software development, but it's really about so much more than that.
It is.
And in particular for medical devices, which, as you know, have really high stakes.
Right, yeah.
If you mess up a medical device, people can actually, you know, it can be really bad.
Yeah, the consequences are huge. And that's why I think this article is so interesting, because it uses this analogy of a tractor pull to explain how to manage complexity in any project, really.
So the article features this conversation between Sarah and Marco. They work together.
They do.
And Marco's the one who uses the tractor pull analogy.
He is.
To kind of explain his approach to managing their team's workload on this project called Denali.
Yeah, and I think that's a really clever way to think about it, because it highlights the challenges of keeping a project moving forward as it grows and becomes more complex.
Right. So before we get into the whole tractor pull thing, what's the problem that Marco's trying to solve here?
Well, he's trying to avoid the situation where a project starts off strong and then it just gets bogged down. You know, things start taking longer, more bugs pop up, and the team feels like they're constantly playing catch up.
Right. And that's something that happens a lot in software development.
It does. It does. And especially in medical device software, where you have these incredibly stringent regulatory requirements from the FDA. I mean, you can't just ship software with a bunch of known bugs and hope for the best.
Yeah, you're dealing with people's lives here.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so I'm intrigued, but I'm not really seeing the connection between software development and a tractor pull.
Well, imagine this. You've got a tractor pulling a heavy sled.
Okay.
At the start, it's moving along pretty well.
Uh-huh.
But as the weight on that sled increases, it gets harder and harder for the tractor to pull it forward.
Right.
Eventually, you reach a point where the engine's roaring, there's smoke everywhere, but the wheels are just spinning in place.
Stuck in the mud.
Exactly. And that's kind of what can happen with a software project. You know, you start adding more features, more code, more complexity.
Right. It's like the weight on the sled keeps increasing.
It is. It is. And if you're not careful, the project can just grind to a halt. You get stuck.
And in the article, Marco talks about this time when their team hit a wall with sensor integration.
Oh, yeah.
They spent weeks on it, and it just became this huge bottleneck.
It did.
They were trying to get the software to talk to the hardware, and it was just this nightmare.
And I think that's a really good example of how the tractor pull effect can play out in a real-world project.
So what's Marco's solution? How does he avoid getting bogged down like that?
Well, his main focus is on controlling variation.
Controlling variation.
Yeah. You see, in a tractor pull, the weight on the sled is constantly increasing. But in software development, there are all sorts of things that can introduce variation. You have different developers writing code in different ways. You have changing requirements. You have unexpected bugs popping up. And all of that can throw the project off track.
So Marco is trying to create more predictability and consistency in the development process.
Exactly. And he has a bunch of different techniques for doing that. One of them is this thing he calls assertion checking.
Assertion checking.
Yeah, it's basically building these little alarms into the code. So if something goes wrong, the system can catch it early on before it turns into a bigger problem. It's like having a canary in a coal mine.
Ah, I see. So it's about detecting potential problems as early as possible.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
They're also really big on documentation. And I know that might sound boring.
Yeah.
But clear, well-written documentation can make a huge difference because it helps everyone understand how the code works and what's supposed to happen. And that reduces the chances of things going wrong in the first place.
Right. Because if everyone is on the same page, you're less likely to have misunderstandings and mistakes.
Precisely.
So assertion checking and documentation are two of Marco's techniques for controlling variation. What else does he do?
Well, they're also big on automated testing.
Automated testing.
Yeah, they basically write these scripts that run tests on the code automatically so they can catch bugs much faster and make sure that changes they make to the code don't break anything that was already working.
So it's kind of like having a robot QA team.
Sort of, yeah. It's about building quality into the process from the very beginning.
So Marco's got all these techniques in place, but how does he know if they're actually working? How does he know if he's avoiding that tractor pull effect?
Well, that's where metrics come in.
Metrics.
Yeah, he's really big on tracking data, things like how many bugs they're finding, how long it takes to implement new features, all that kind of stuff.
And he uses that data to see if the project is starting to get bogged down.
Exactly. It's like watching the gauges on a tractor's dashboard. If he sees that things are taking longer than expected, or if the number of bugs is starting to creep up, That's a sign that the tractor might be overloaded.
So it's about being proactive and spotting those warning signs early on.
Right.
Before they turn into major problems.
Exactly. And that's one of the key things that Marco's trying to do, build a system that helps him and his team anticipate and manage those variations before they get out of control.
It sounds like he's put a lot of thought into this.
He has.
But is there anything he might be missing?
Well, in this article, Marco has identified one half of the problem.
Okay.
And that is variation caused by changes in workload.
Mm-hmm.
But what Marco hasn't really touched on yet is the team's ability to process the work in front of them.
Ah, that's a great point. So managing the workload is only half the equation. You also need to make sure that the team itself is equipped to handle that workload.
Exactly, exactly.
Hey, so what are Marco and Sarah doing to build up their team's capacity? Because it sounds like that's the next piece of the puzzle.
It is. Yeah. And that's something we're going to dive into in the next part of our deep dive.
Stay tuned.
So we were talking about how Marco's trying to keep his team's project from getting bogged down.
Right, right.
Using that tractor pull analogy.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. He's really focused on managing variations in the workload itself.
Mm-hmm.
But like we just said, there's another big part of this.
Yeah.
It's the team's ability to actually do the work.
It's like you said, it's not just about the tractor, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's about the driver.
Uh-huh.
It's about the terrain.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what are Marco and Sarah doing
to
build up their team so they can actually handle this project?
One thing they're really focusing on is making sure everyone has the right skills.
Okay.
You know, to keep that flow of high quality work going, the team needs a good mix of skills and experience.
Right.
So Marco encourages them to cross-train.
Cross-training.
Yeah.
Like learning new programming languages.
Yeah. Yeah. Things like that.
Or different testing methods.
Exactly.
Right.
It's kind of like having a team of athletes who can play different positions.
Ah, that makes sense.
If someone's out sick or on vacation, someone else can step in and keep things moving.
Right. You don't want to have any weak links.
Exactly.
And it helps the team handle a wider range of challenges.
It does.
I bet it's good for morale, too.
Oh, absolutely.
When people feel like they're learning and growing.
Yeah. They're more engaged, more invested in the project.
Makes sense.
Marco also stresses the importance of communication and collaboration.
Okay.
They have these regular check-ins where they talk about progress.
Yeah.
Identify any roadblocks.
Okay.
Brainstorm solutions together.
So important.
It is.
When people are working in silos, it's so easy for things to fall through the cracks.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But these regular check-ins keep everyone on the same page.
Exactly. And they can address any issues before they become big problems.
Proactive approach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Marco also encourages them to document their decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why they chose to do things a certain way.
So they're building this shared knowledge base.
They are.
That everyone can access.
Exactly. It's really helpful for onboarding new team members, too. And it makes sure that valuable knowledge isn't lost if someone leaves the team.
Right.
He also makes sure they have the right tools and infrastructure.
Okay.
They've invested in good version control systems, automated build processes, and sophisticated testing frameworks.
So they're really covering all the bases.
They are.
Both the human side and the technical side of things.
Exactly. Marco understands that building a high-performing team isn't just about writing code.
Right.
It's about creating an environment where people can do their best work.
Yeah, where they can thrive, learn, and collaborate.
Exactly.
And all of that goes back to his goal of achieving that consistent flow of quality work.
Right.
Avoiding that dreaded tractor pull effect.
Exactly.
It's really impressive, you know.
It is.
It shows that even in a field like medical device software.
Right.
Where it's so technical.
Yeah.
The human element is still so important.
Oh, absolutely. It's crucial.
I wonder, though, do they ever run into situations where things just don't go according to plan?
Of course, things happen.
Despite their best efforts.
Right.
They still encounter unexpected problems or roadblocks.
All the time.
I mean, that's just reality, right?
It is.
So how do they deal with that?
Well, what makes Marco and Sarah's team different is that they're able to adapt. They know that things change, and they're not afraid to adjust their approach when they need to.
So they're flexible.
Yeah, they are. Especially in a field like software development, you have to be able to roll with the punches.
Right.
Remember that sensor integration issue we talked about before?
Yeah, yeah.
The one that caused them so much trouble?
Uh-huh.
Well, it turned out the root cause was this tiny little difference in the timing specs.
Oh, wow.
Between the hardware and the software.
So a small misalignment had a big impact.
It did.
Wow.
But because they had such strong communication and collaboration, they were able to identify the problem quickly, brought in the right people,
yeah,
and came up with a solution.
So their emphasis on teamwork and adaptability really paid off.
It did. It did. And it's a great example of how they're committed to continuous learning and improvement.
Always looking for ways to do things better.
Exactly.
That's great.
It's really inspiring to see a team that's so dedicated to excellence.
It is.
And it shows that even in a demanding field like this,
right,
you can achieve amazing results by focusing on the fundamentals.
Like building a skilled and collaborative team.
Yeah.
Creating clear and consistent processes.
Mm-hmm.
And embracing a culture of continuous learning and adaptation.
Right, right.
That's awesome.
It's amazing how Marco's approach to managing his software team can be applied to other fields.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we were just talking about how important those fundamentals are.
Exactly. And when you think about it, those principles like controlling variation and creating consistent processes, they pop up everywhere.
Like where?
Well, think about something like, I don't know, a restaurant kitchen.
Okay.
During a busy dinner rush, you've got orders coming in, food needs to be prepped, cooked, plated, and served, all quickly and efficiently.
Right. And everything has to be timed perfectly.
Exactly. And if there's too much variation in any part of that process, if one chef is slower than the others, or if the ingredients aren't prepped consistently, the whole system gets thrown off.
You get delays, orders get backed up, customers get frustrated.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just like in software development, if you don't control those variations, the whole system can grind to a halt.
So what can a restaurant kitchen do to, you know, manage that variation and keep things running smoothly?
Well, a lot of the same principles apply. They need clear, standardized recipes, so everyone's cooking the dishes the same way. They need to make sure all the ingredients are prepped and ready to go. And they need good communication between the front of house and the back of house.
So it's about having those clear processes in place, making sure everyone's on the same page, and being able to adapt when things go wrong, which they inevitably will.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about creating a system that's as predictable and efficient as possible.
So really, whether you're developing software, running a restaurant, or managing any complex project, those core principles are essential.
They are. And I think that's what makes Marco's tractor pull analogy so powerful. It highlights those fundamental challenges that we face in any complex system.
It's a great analogy. And this whole conversation has been really thought-provoking. Any final takeaways for our listeners?
Well, I think the big one is to remember that even in a highly technical field like software development, the human element is still crucial. You can have all the best tools and processes in the world, but if you don't have a team that can work together effectively, you're not going to get very far.
That's a great point. Building a strong collaborative team is essential for success.
It is, and it goes beyond just technical skills. It's about fostering a culture of open communication, mutual respect, and continuous learning. It's about creating an environment where everyone feels valued and empowered to do their best work.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive into the tractor pull. Thanks for joining us on this journey of discovery.
It's been a pleasure.
And remember, no matter what kind of project you're working on, whether it's building software, running a restaurant, or anything else, those core principles of controlling variation, fostering collaboration, and embracing continuous improvement can help you achieve amazing results.
Keep those wheels turning.
Until next time.